Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Help Stop the Genocide in American Ghettos, Blog Talk Radio Weekend Edition. My name is Emmanuel Barbie, and I am your host. The Urban Revival Series is a spiritual, enriched event where we praise and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the reading of His Word, words of encouragement, poems, hymns, and loving one another the way God loves us. I created this show as a way to interact with people on my friends list and those who are in my social groups to give ordinary law-abiding citizens, activists, artists, church leaders, and small business owners an opportunity to promote their products and services to my listeners from the podcast community in the convenience and privacy of their home. This show is available every Thursday evening from 10 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Central Time. If I have callers or if I have guest speakers that would like to participate during the weekends, those are people that's busy, or my international friends from other countries, I extend this program Friday through Sunday evenings from 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Central Time. I want to be able to have authentic Christian leaders and believers from my friends list to appear on my show to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even if you miss these events, you can always listen to the archives, which is available 24/7. The public number to call into this show is 646-668-8698 and press 1 to be live on the air. Tonight, my guest speaker will be Prophetess Roshana Cooper after my presentation. The theme, Our Inner City Youth Matters, Restoring Kingdom Commitment, and that's coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The purpose of this event is for me to gather authentic Christians from my friends list to be in agreement with me that God will allow my Christian organization, GRCAM, to come to pass this year in Jesus' name. Pray that God will allow my revised book to get in the right hands of other like-minded people who would join my cause and work with me and Sister Renee so that we can generate enough capital from my book sale so that I can be in a position to hire qualified individuals to assist us with the daily operations of this Christian organization. In Jesus' name, bless everyone who is listening to this podcast, touch their hearts and minds to see the importance of what Sister Renee and I are trying to do for people who reside in the most violent communities in the city of Chicago. The only thing which is preventing me from starting my Christian organization is the lack of manpower in the capital. This is why I turned to social media to get my message out to the public through my YouTube videos, my social groups, my blog postings, this talk show, and now through my revised book, The Solution for Black America, Reclaiming, Rebuilding, and Restoring the Urban Ghettos in America, second edition, which is available on Amazon.com. In my book, I offer a 21st century strategy about what my organization would do to help end urban violence while at the same time improving our inner cities in America, starting in Chicago. You don't have to wait for my book to be on the bestseller list to work with me. My organization is private in order for me to weed out people who don't care about our inner city youth, their families, or the black community. The grassroots community activist movement is open to all ordinary law-abiding citizens, all racial groups, and undiscovered artists. This is my contribution back to my community, society, and throughout the African diaspora. Without further delay, here is my guest speaker for tonight. Please receive her as she comes and deliver the word of the word of God. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Just please tell my audience a little bit about yourself, and if you're able to, you're welcome to speak for either 25 to 35 minutes.
Okay. My name is Prophetess Rishana Cooper. I'm from Chester, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. And I have my own ministry, which is Vala Prophetic Ministry, that I planted in 2011. I have done work in North Philly, West Philly, the city of Chester, Georgia area, North Carolina, and Virginia area. Glory be to God. And my ministry reaches people all over the world. I train people in the prophetic. I train their prophetic gifts. I train their hearing and their eyesight to discern the move of God and to discern what God has for them in their life. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, I will be preaching from this actual topic tonight about dreams and visions. Glory be to God. So this is what God has given me, and I pray that people is blessed by it, and I will open up in prayer. Amen. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your children be blessed by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that something ignite inside of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. I pray that you open their spiritual ears. I pray that you open their spiritual eyes in the mighty name of Jesus, to know that you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is concerned about us, your children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God, we know you're God that never fail us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray that your children is blessed today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Tonight, amen, I will be preaching from Genesis 37. Glory be to God. For some of us, this passage of scripture is familiar to us. It reads, Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my shaft rose and stood upright while your sheaves gather around mine and bow down to it. His brother said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us? And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream and told it to his brothers. Listen, he said, I had another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me. And when he told his father as well as his brothers, his father and said, what is this dream you had? Will your mother and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in his mind. Now his brothers had gone to glaze their father's flock, and Israel said, Joseph, as you know, your brothers are glazing the flock near Shechem. Come, I am going to send you to them. Very well, he replied. So he said to him, go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring word back to me. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the fields and asked him, what are you looking for? He replied, I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are glazing their flocks? They have moved on from here, the man answered. I heard them say, let's go to Dothan. So then Joseph went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. But they saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. Here comes their dreamer, and they said to each other, come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of these symptoms and say that a animal devoured him, and then we will see what comes of his dreams. When Reuben heard of this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. Let not take his life, he said. Don't shed any blood. Throw them into the seekers here in the wilderness, but don't lay a hand on him. Reuben said this to rescue him from them. Amen. And tonight I'm going to be preaching from this subject. Glory be to God. I'm going to be preaching from this subject tonight. Don't give up on your dreams. And the reason why I'm preaching from this subject tonight, amen, many of us have been like Joseph. We have been cast out. People think that Glory be to God. People think that we're not called. People don't think that we can be successful. People don't think that we can be business owners, and et cetera. Glory be to God. We all had our Joseph moment, glory be to God, when we have presented something to man or we have shared something with man and we have been rejected by it. We have been cast out by it. We have been prosecuted by it. But my subject tonight, glory be to God, my sermon topic tonight is do not give up on your dreams. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many of us have been rejected, abandoned. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you can get up from here. Glory be to God. Just as Joseph was thrown inside the ditch for his vision, many of us have been in a ditch for a long time because of things that have been spoken over us since we were a child, things that have been spoken over us as we've been growing up and pushing towards our destiny. Glory be to God. So these things causes us to go inside a ditch, to a place of isolation. It causes us, glory be to God, to be bottled in and never, glory be to God, never explore, never prosper inside our dreams, never prosper inside our calling, never prosper in the things that God has for us, because we stay in that place where we were rejected. We stay in that place where we were had discouragement at. But God saying, get up from here, the same way as Joseph got up out of that ditch, glory be to God. God is saying tonight that many of you, glory be to God, today can get up out of this ditch. Glory be to God. You have to have confidence in yourself. You have to be bold. You have to move on the dreams and the visions that God has given to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. See, Joseph represented a new generation. Joseph represented something new God was doing inside the earth. Joseph represented God chosen. Joseph represented, glory be to God, hallelujah, Jesus, those who have been rejected and cast away. Joseph's name means increase. So he was destined to have plenty, somebody. He was destined to have more than enough. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Joseph's name means, glory be to God, increase. So glory be to God. He was destined for greatness. He was destined to change a generation. He was destined to be something. Glory be to God, knew that God was doing inside the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. He was a glory carrier. He was an instrument of praise and worship. He was anointed. He was appointed. He was an atmosphere shifter called by God. He was a world changer called to lead, hallelujah, his generation, called to lead his family and bring them out of bondage. He was a chosen generation and part of a chosen generation. Just like today, many of us is a part of a chosen generation. Glory be to God. And God is calling us to be his glory carriers. God is calling us, glory be to God, to be the atmosphere shifter. God is calling us to be world changers. He calling us to be that change among our peers, among, glory be to God, our families, glory be to God. And it all starts with a dream, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. It starts with a dream. Everything you need is inside of you. You have to dig deep. You have to go deeper in the name of Jesus. You have to know your weapons, glory be to God, of warfare, glory be to God, so that you may stand inside this hour. You may stand on the things that God said is yours. You may stand on your dreams and stand on your visions, and don't give up by no matter what you see inside the natural. You know that God is moving, and you know that God is working for you. If God gave you a vision, then you stand on it to the end. No matter how it's looking inside the natural, you know that it's already done in the spirit, because if God shows us anything, glory be to God, he's not a God at Elusha. He's not a man that he shall lie. So if God gave you a vision, God gave you a dream, then you stand on it and you push the vision to the end in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You keep praying. You keep fasting. You keep walking in purpose. You keep walking in destiny, and don't look back. And do not limit your vision based on how people feel. Don't limit your vision based on, glory be to God, because of people that don't believe in it. God said, don't limit your vision. He said, keep on pressing, keep on pushing it in the name of Jesus. So you have to know that the ditch is just your birthing room. The ditch is your place of isolation and consecration so that you can give birth, that you can get up from here. God has already provided a way for you. Don't sit on your dreams inside this hour. Don't worry about the ones who didn't believe in you. Glory be to God. Push the vision. Keep excelling. Keep believing in God. Keep soaring like an eagle that God said that we are, that we shall mount up like an eagle in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep serving God inside the kingdom of God and doing his work, because the Bible said a workman is worthy of his labor. And as long as we put God first, and as long as we put God's children first, and we walk in the fruits of love, in humility, God will always provide a way, glory be to God, to feed his sheep. He will always provide a way for us to push the vision. He will always provide provision for us to push every vision. So visionaries, I pray, and visionaries, I talk to you today and I speak to your spiritual womb to push every vision, to stand on the dreams and the visions that God gave you. All good, successful people had the dream. All good and successful people had a dream, and they stood on that dream, and they pushed that dream. No matter what came their way, they pushed it. If no one else stand with you, stand alone, but don't downgrade your vision. Glory be to God. Joseph brothers, verse 20. Joseph brothers laughed because they looked from their natural eyes and not from their spiritual eyes. So stop getting advice inside this hour and taking criticism from people who can't see you with their spiritual eyes. They cannot see the vision that you're pushing with their spiritual eyes inside this hour. God's saying, hallelujah, Jesus, Yeroshata. He's saying, glory be to God, put yourself around people that can see your vision with spiritual eyes. They can see the plan and the move of God, which you're trying to do. Hallelujah. We have to speak victory. We have to speak strength. We have to speak encouragement to ourselves. We have to speak perseverance to ourselves. We have to speak boldness. We have to speak courage and Osha in the name of Jesus Christ. When we are pushing a vision and when we have dreams, we have to encourage ourselves. We have to. And we have to ask God for the perseverance to push the vision, because sometimes you can grow weary. Sometimes you can grow doubt. No, God do not attempt for us to be in wearing an oil out. Sometimes these things arise because we think that the vision is not going to tarry. But God said, push the vision in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Romans chapter 5, verse 4 says, not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that the suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character hope. So God is developing us through our suffering. He is developing us through our suffering. God is developing us through our suffering. Hallelujah. Through your suffering, you're producing character, Samani. Through your suffering, you are producing fresh oil and a fresh fire from God. In your suffering, God is stirring up your gifts. Glory be to God, just like he stirred Joseph's gifts. Every time that Joseph was put in a bad situation, God used his gifts to make room for him. When he was sold as a slave, God used his, glory be to God, God used his education that he can read and write to bring him before great men. Even when he was thrown in jail, God used his gift of interpretation of dreams and prophetic to bring him before great men again. And this opened up so many doors for Joseph. Hallelujah, Jesus. But it was not until each time he was inside a trial or a tribulation that God showed him what was inside of him. So sometimes we have trials and we have tribulations, but we have to ask God, God, what is the lesson inside this that you want to show me? What is the wisdom in all this that you want me to gain? What is the understanding in this that you want me to gain? Because God will show you the wisdom and the understanding in every trial and tribulation that he wants you to learn. And trust me, all of it will push you into a greater place inside him, and it will encourage you to keep on moving towards the mark of the high calling. In Acts 2:17, it said, in these last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. That means God will lead
you. God will give you clarity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I speak divine visions and strategies over God's people tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. And this is what God was doing with Joseph. He gave him visions and dreams concerning his destiny. Glory be to God. This visions that God gives to us and the dreams that God show us and he placed in our heart and our spirit, these dreams and visions, they empower us. These dreams and visions, they unlock keys to our destiny. Glory be to God. This is why dreams and visions are important to pay attention to and do not abort them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because dreams empower us. Dreams activate the things inside of us that God wants us to do. Dreams encourage us. It pushes us. It positions us. Habakkuk 2:1 says, I will stand watch to see what God will say to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will stand watch to see what God say to me. We have to position ourselves to hear from the Lord. Sometimes when we run with a vision, and we do not ask God for direction, and we don't ask God for clarity, and we don't ask God for the wisdom and the understanding to walk out the vision, to walk out the dream that he had placed before us, we can be tossed to and from. But when we ask God for the revelation and we ask God for the understanding and the wisdom how to build what he's telling us to build, we can never go wrong. This is why the scripture said, I will stand watch and wait to see what he says to me, what God say to me. If we ask God to be our shepherd, if we ask God to be our, glory be to God, our healer, our deliverer, glory be to God, if we ask God, glory be to God, to lead and guide us into all truth and knowledge, God will guide us. Glory be to God. God will guide us. Sometimes we limit God to the four walls of the church, and we don't teach people how to apply having an intimacy with God and having a relationship with God, even in our career, even in our business, even with schooling, even in our marriage, even in our families. When we ask God to lead and guide us and give us the wisdom and the understanding, he will do that because that's his word, and he left the Holy Spirit here for us, glory be to God. And according to Isaiah 11:2, the Holy Spirit is wisdom, understanding, truth, and knowledge and revelation. So as long as we ask God to show us these things, he will show us. He will tell us every step. He will tell you when to go. He will tell you when to stop. He will tell you where to be. He will tell you how to push the very vision and dreams that he has given to us. Habakkuk 2:2 says, also says, then the Lord said, write the vision, make it plain on a tablet, so that a herd may come and run with it. For the revelation awaits to its appointed time. It will speak of the end, and it will not prove false. Somebody needs to know to write the vision today. Set goals for your life, for your ministry, for your business, for your career, for your family, and watch them manifest. Glory be to God. Set goals for yourself. Set long-term goals. Set short-term goals for yourself and watch them manifest, being led by the Spirit of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. As I close out tonight, I had many notes also, but I wanted to be appropriate for the man of God, what he is doing. Glory be to God. I had many other notes how I flow inside the prophetic and things that God has given to me, but I want to be respectful to the atmosphere that he is creating. Glory be to God, to speak to people and encourage people. Glory be to God, because the message tonight that I prepared, amen, it was also a teaching and a preaching moment, but I don't feel this is the type of atmosphere for the message that I prepared tonight. So this is why I was led by God to deliver it this way today and to encourage people to stand on your dreams, stand on your visions. No matter, you know, what come your way, no matter the trial, the tribulation, you have to push your vision and you have to stand on it and never bury that, because that's what we have. That's our blueprint to our destiny. That's our blueprint to purpose in this world and in our life. And God will always show any of us our purpose. If you ask God, God, show me my purpose in life. If you ask God to give me the blueprint to my destiny and you fast and you pray, God will release these things to you. So no matter what comes in your way, no matter what road you travel down inside life, you will know if you're traveling the right way, because you will always reflect back to those blueprints that God showed you. And you will always reflect back to the blueprints where he gave you to your destiny. And you will know that you are walking in purpose and you are reaching your goals. So God bless you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that you are blessed. And I pray that you move on the dreams and the visions, whatever God has placed in your heart to do inside this world. I pray that you move on those things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I still like for you to stay on the line. Is that all right?
Say that again.
Is it okay if I can still keep you on the line?
Yeah, I can be on for a little bit more.
All right. Yeah, because right now it's only 5:26, you know, so. But anyway, I do want to just share this with you as well as, you know, my listeners. You know, God, he gave me the vision, but he didn't tell me who he was going to have to be on my management team. So, you know, that's how come I haven't even started the actual business itself. But I did write the vision and made it plain. That's in my revised book.
Amen.
Amen. And like I say, the only thing that's holding me, you know, from actually starting the organization itself is the lack of manpower and the capital. So that's, the Lord just told me to just share my story through the book. And he didn't, and also, I'm not asking for any donations. So I want all of my Christian friends that's on my friends list, you know, to pray that God will let my book get into the right hands, because I'm only seeking 10 people within the United States, because I'm not going to limit myself to just here in Chicago alone. I'm looking for qualified people that's going to work with me and Sister Renee, so that way we can turn the vision into a reality. Just like God said in his word, the word became flesh. Well, this vision is going to become a reality. But again, I can't just, you know, select anybody off the street or people that's, you know, just, you know, in disagreement with the vision and stuff. We all got to be on the same page.
Amen.
But so do you have any advice for me about that?
Amen. I will also pray for you. Amen. And I will tell you, man of God, to stick to it. Glory be to God. Don't change nothing of your vision. Don't, you know, God will provide and God will send people your way, amen, that you may push the vision. And I want to pray for you, and I also want to pray for resources, amen. And I want to tell you, even when you're going through a process like you're going through, it's a test. It's a test to see if you're going to take from the vision. It's a test to see if you're going to limit the vision. And you have to stand on it, even though it might not take off when we think so. But just like that scripture said that you have it in the book, God said in the appointed time, it will run. And it will tarry. And I'm praying that God send the herald, that he send that forerunner that can run with it. Glory be to God, that it may prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. I love you. I honor you. I praise you for this man of God. I thank you for what he is doing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you take this ministry higher. I pray that you take this vision higher in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we call forth blessings now. We call forth financial blessings now from the four corners of the earth. I pray, Father God, that you bring him before great people in the name of Jesus Christ, him and Sister Renee. I pray that you anoint them afresh from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. God, you see their labor. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus that you will begin to give them divine visions, and you'll begin to give them dreams, Father God, dreams of prosperity, dreams of strategies in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you release, God, an anointing from Salabo Sata, anointing like Solomon, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Because when you have given Solomon the mandate how to build your temple, you send him to people, the right people and the right connections to just do what you call him to do. So, God, I pray now, Father God, that you connect him with kingdom connections now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you anoint this man of God, Father God. You be his strength. You be his courage. Hallelujah. I pray the spirit of wisdom and understanding be upon him, Father God, as he pushed the vision in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that it go further just for the United States, that it go into other continents, it go into other nations and countries, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the strategy that you give him, I pray the strategy that you give him, God, that other people will be able to apply these same strategies to their business in order for it to grow, and apply these same strategies to their organizations in order for it to grow. Father, I thank you now. I call for recreation centers over his life. I pray that you bring divine resources, God, to build recreation centers. I pray, Father God, that you bring the right resources, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray now, Father God, for real estate favor. I call it into line, God. Bring him before the right people in the name of Jesus. I pray that it manifests, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless them exceedingly abundantly beyond all they can ask or think. And I thank you for their faithfulness, God, unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I receive everything that you're saying. Well, I just want to, I guess I will just say a prayer to close it out. And I thank the listeners that, you know, that I see on my computer screen. Again, the vision that the Lord has given me is called, is similar to a Nehemiah vision, but mine is geared toward the inner cities where I came from. So I thank the Lord for that. Heavenly Father, again, just thank you, Lord, for this blessed podcast, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing Prophetess Cooper to be on this podcast, Lord. Thank you for letting her show up, Lord. Thank you for her the word that you laid on her heart, Lord. Touch her heart and mind, Lord Jesus, and let her know that she's welcome to join all of the social groups that that I have online, Lord, where she can promote her ministry as well, because this is all about you, Lord. And everyone that's on my friends list, Lord, just touch their hearts and minds, Lord, to let them know, Lord, that this is different than all the other blog talk shows that's on here, that this is an authentic. The devil thinks that he's doing his trying to plant bad seeds in my mind, that this organization would never take place, and he's a lie. I thank you, Lord, again, Lord, for allowing me to use this technology wisely, for me to share the knowledge and skills that you bless me with others, even though I don't have my organization that you bless, that you put in my heart and mind to carry out into effect yet. So I thank you for that anyway. Thank you for allowing your son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, that on tomorrow he have risen from the dead, which we celebrate Easter. So anyway, Lord, just thank you, Lord, for being all-powerful, Lord, all-knowing, Lord. Thank you again, Lord Jesus, for allowing me to go through these trials and tribulations that I experienced, Lord, for the past 25 years. I refuse to give up, Lord. I'm not going to let man or woman on earth try to tell me otherwise, Lord. Thank you again that in your word, Lord, that Jesus didn't even start his ministry until he was 30. But anyway, Lord Jesus, if thou will, just please speed up the process, Lord, because me and Sister Renee, we're getting up in age, Lord. We want to be able, Father God, to carry out your will, Lord. But again, Lord Jesus, we are going to use wisdom and knowledge, Lord. Let us go to the communities, Lord, that will receive us, Lord. We don't want to go to a hostile environment where people don't care about our programs and services that we want to offer. We're going to bring quality programs and services, Lord. Everything that you allowed me to write in the book, Lord. But we want to make sure that we're going to have equal partnerships with people in the community, Lord, that want to utilize our programs and services. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, again for the grassroots community activist movement being online, Lord. Thank you for all the social networks I'm on. The devil's doing his best to destroy them. I was on 300 social networks. People know who I am in the different social networks and the different groups. But, Lord, again, Lord, perform that miracle on my behalf, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you have called me, Lord, and put my enemies to shame, Lord. In Jesus' name, put them to shame, Lord. Again, Lord Jesus, bless all my people that's on my friends list, Lord. Bless all of my group members, Lord, one by one. Bless their immediate family members, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, on the passive spectators that's on my friends list as well as in my social groups, Lord, that's there just to be seen, Lord. Please remove them out of my life, Lord. I don't have time for dead weight, Lord. Please let everybody on Facebook know what me and Sister Renee is trying to do in Jesus' name. Bring them in, Lord. Let my non-black sympathizers know, Lord Jesus, that they're welcome to be a part of this organization in Jesus' name. All Christians, all over the globe, Lord, but especially right here in our own country, in the United States, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that it's about us working together, Lord, rather than depending on the secular system, Lord. That GRACAM is a new type of organization. It's more than a new business endeavor. It's a new system. But, Lord Jesus, just let it come to pass, Lord, in my lifetime. That's all I ask. It's all your servant ask of you, Lord. Bring forth those African immigrants, Lord, to work with us, Lord, so that way once we're established here, Lord, in the city of Chicago and in other cities, we will have that credibility when we go over to the African continent, Lord, to share our knowledge and skills, to be a blessing to people, not to just go there to give people handouts, but to give people a hand up. That's what this organization is, and that's what makes us different than all these others. Yes, secular people and atheists, they're out there doing humanitarian work as well. But we are doing something that's specific, Lord, and that is that we're going to not only just teach people about the word of God, but we want to meet the need of the community. In Jesus' name, everything is in the book. So let that book sell, Lord. The devil's been doing his job to try to stop this organization for years. But I thank you, Heavenly Father, again, Lord, for allowing me to use Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, all those social networks that's out there, WordPress. Thank you again, Lord Jesus, for allowing me, Lord, to be authentic, Lord. Have mercy on the ministries, Lord, that look at what me and Sister Renee are trying to do, Lord, as being competitors. Have mercy on them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Come out of those dead churches that's just, you're not learning anything, and be a part of something that's going to be a blessing to you and your immediate family members. In Jesus' name. And that is the grassroots community activist movement. Again, Lord, just let all the Christians all over know what we're trying to do, and let us, Lord, put to practice what we preach, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord Jesus, again, Lord, for all the churches for tomorrow, for that's celebrating Easter. Bless them, Lord. Let them, Lord, be effective, Lord, in their communities, Lord. And weaken, Lord, Satan's power and influence on our young, on our youth, Lord, that think that going out and being a career criminal is the way to go to make a living. In Jesus' name. Have your way right now, Lord Jesus, on this show, Lord. Bless all of my past as well as present and future guest speakers that's going to come on this show, Lord. Let them articulate what they want the podcast community to know, Lord. And let people patronize their ministries, Lord, and their purchase their books and all those things, Lord. In Jesus' name. Bless me, Lord Jesus, again, Lord, to through this grassroots community activist movement, Lord, once we're established, to be able, Lord Jesus, to create films, Lord, plays, create our own music, so that way we can be that tourist attraction for the community that we're going to be in, Lord. In Jesus' name. So that way our youth don't have to be out in the streets. They can come to us, Lord, and bless us to be in that position to offer them employment, Lord, private employment within the business. That's what GRCAM is all about. But we want to make sure, Lord Jesus Christ, that we have, out of all the different components, that the spiritual component is the most important component. It's optional for secular people, but we want to be able, Lord, to let them know that, show the love of God, show compassion to families that's broken, those needs of those families, and tell them about the love of God and also live in that life too, not just telling people about it, but actually living it. Thank you again, Heavenly Father, for Sister Renee, Lord, coming from Wisconsin, Lord, to travel, to just be here, to help pass out flyers with me, Lord. And for all this unnecessary, for this extreme rejection, Lord, that people don't care, to tell us up front they don't want flyers. Thank you, Lord, for not letting me settle for that no, Lord. I refuse to settle. I refuse to write another book. Standing on your word, Lord Jesus. If I had the 10 qualified people right now, I would start the grassroots community activist movement and move from behind that computer. But until you send me those people, Lord, until I have the capital based on this book, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. And I'm going to fight the good fight and let Satan know that this organization is still effective, even if it isn't up and running in Chicago right now, because I'm still going to share my talents and skills with people that want to utilize them online. I help people learn how to create websites. I do that for free. I teach people how to find grants and scholarships for college. I share that with my members. And all I ask them to do is read my story and share my book information with their family, their friends, places of worship, so that way I can generate capital and move from behind this computer. But again, Lord, just thank you, Lord, because once Gherkin is up and running, we are going to do damage, as much damage as we can to Satan's kingdom, spiritually as well as in the natural. Because we are going to be that, let us, Lord, be able to be that, the major employer for people in the inner cities, in Jesus' name. That's what Gherkin is all about. We're about sharing the love of God and living.